Hilariously Melbourne. Get a hilarious adventure into work every morning with Beep Beep Beb and Nick. And get an epic adventure into art at the Loom Melbourne, Australia's first digital art gallery. Visit now to see the work of Vincent Van Gogh like never before.
101.9. Often you think to yourself, would you be good to look like someone famous? Like imagine people thought you were someone famous. And I know people make a career out of that. They go and do the lookalike thing. And I know in the UK particularly, they get a lot of money by looking like people, but sometimes it's not great. And here's a good example. A guy, he's in the UK in Manchester. He was just sitting at a concert. He was enjoying the concert. And suddenly everybody thought he was Ed Sheeran and he got almost trampled to death. Security had to remove. He's just a punter. He's gone along to the concert with friends. And suddenly security are involved in removing him from the venue to save him from being loved too much. He's a pretty good. Have you got the photo there? For people who are listening, obviously you can't see this, but he is pretty much identical to Ed Sheeran.
That's Ed Sheeran.
He really looks just like him.
Wow.
Because I
wonder if Ed sees that and goes, God.
Well, Ed's got a photo with him.
Has mum? Oh, which one's? Oh, that is Ed Sheeran. All I can see is the bloke on your left.
Well, you weren't wrong.
Yeah,
you did say Ed Sheeran.
No, the one with the guitar is the guy. That's the doppelganger.
No.
Yes, that is.
With the guitar.
Yes. Ed Sheeran is the one in the middle.
Oh, wow.
Give me a little look.
He looks just like him.
Wow.
Holy smoke balls.
Yeah.
I reckon mum's gone on a Kentucky tour.
That bloke must be loving Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
Because up until Ed Sheeran got famous, this bloke's just an average looking ranger. And I can say that because I am one.
He's the better looking Sheeran.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. I agree.
He's the better looking twin.
Yeah.
Look at that
one. I think he's got it all over, Ed.
He's a better looking. Wow.
See, it's
jaw-dropping. Remember that thing I showed you about, it was on Graham Norton, and he got all the Adeles, and Adele dressed up as someone else.
Oh, that was amazing.
And all the Adeles had to dress up as Adele and sing like Adele.
Adele had prosthetics on her face.
Yeah, she went out and sung.
It was so good. You just explained it, but now I loved it so much I want to say it again.
Are you going to reset what I said?
Are you just going to repeat
story
Fev told me because you're excited?
It's a great video.
It's such a good video.
And what happens in it?
So it's on the Graham Norton.
You're actually going to say it. It was Fev's story. You can't just repeat what he said. So what happened on there?
Anyway, they pretended it was an Adele concert. Sorry, an Adele...
lookalike performance.
Yeah, performance. So if you thought you could sing like Adele, and Adele was one of the secret competitors, she was backstage singing. And they were like, oh, I'm so nervous.
Maybe
Adele will turn up. And they're like, nah.
She was there
the whole time. And then she got up on stage and started singing. And they're like,
she pretended to be sick.
Really
she goes, I'm feeling nauseous. I can't get up. She changed her accent and everything. And they're like, you'll be right, doll. They're cuddling her. Then she goes last, comes out and blows them away. And they're like, no, is it?
Wow.
And then they all start. It's a brilliant.
I thought it was worth telling the story again. Yeah, what did you think?
Now you do the part two that Feb just said.
Say that bit.
Back to people who look like people.
Have you guys seen that Adele thing on Graham Norton?
Well, no.
It's pretty good.
What happens?
Well, there was like a lookalike contest. Yeah. Do we all get to go?
Sonia in Hillside. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Son. Who do you look like?
Well, it's not me. It's my husband. So he's been claimed that he looks like Andy from MasterChef.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice, Sonia. Nice well done. And how far has he taken it?
Well, to the point where the gentleman actually insisted that he looked so much like him and he wanted to take a photo with him. And he said, my wife's going to be so rapt that I, bumped into a celebrity. And he goes, and he's, my husband Gary's like, no way, I don't look like him. It's not me. So, he took a photo with him and took him home and he goes, I'm going to be on someone's fridge and it's not even, who he claims I was, for me
That's
to be.
That's great.
That's so
good.
Good
on him. Can he cook?
He can cook. Yes, he's an Italian, so he can cook.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
You did well there, Sonia. Do you ever have those ones, boys, where someone will come up to you? Because I get this a little bit. Someone will say, oh, you look just like Fifi Box. And
I actually never have been told that I look like Fifi Box.
But I
Very
have that
rare.
Split second where I go, do I go with this or do I, I've heard that before.
Yeah. You always go with it.
Yeah, you always go with it. Always run with it.
Really?
Always.
Campbell from Berwick. Hi, Campbell.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great, Campbell. Who is this, you or your mate?
No, it's my mate. He works in a supermarket and he looks incredibly like Tom Holland, the current Spider-Man. Everyone who meets him makes that comparison. Everyone who I introduce him to makes that comparison. He works in a supermarket and there's been a time a kid has gone up to him and asked for a photo with him, which he entertained and took a photo with him.
What's Spider-Man doing at Woolies? Like,
I know. Don't know. It's superhero. He's got to do something part-time. No, apparently not. Apparently not.
I've got someone who I look like, guys, and I often get called this guy's name. Now, I'm just going to show it up real quick, and then you'll say, that looks like you. So this is the guy?
Yes, yeah. Willie Mason.
Willie Mason. He's a twin. And he talks like exactly the same as me.
Very similar.
To the point where I was watching Fox Sports in 2016 on the TV, and he was sitting down doing an interview. And little Lenny come up and goes, Daddy, Daddy, you're on the TV. I go, no, it's not Daddy. She goes, yeah, that's you, Dad. No, it's not. Exactly
that's
the same.
That's amazing, isn't
Mannerisms, exactly the same. Both got in a little bit of trouble. So people can't distinguish between the both of us.
We should try to get him in the studio.
Oh, he's had his teeth done. He looks wrong.
Oh, really?
He's got those big Barneys, you know, like Lee Matthews' teeth. Mate, they're rotten.
No.
The big American grill.
He's got the big, big, cheesy teeth. So he sort of doesn't look like me anymore, thank God. But when he's standing next to me, I used to get called Willie at footy training. They called me Willie my first couple of years because I looked exactly like him. But then we met each other after the races one day and we turned one on and he was 6'8", huge. Gee. And that's when I realised that I wasn't that similar to him when we stood next to each other. Anyway, good story.
Elizabeth in Roxburgh Park. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are we?
Good, Elizabeth. Hi. Who do you look like?
I get told I look like Naomi Osaka.
Oh, great.
Oh, nice.
Tennis superstar.
Do you run with that, Elizabeth? Do you ever go, I'm just in the middle of training and things are a bit tough?
Why'd you walk off the court?
Yeah, sometimes there was once at work that my manager was like, oh, let's get you standing in the booth with your mask on and we'll say that Naomi Osaka is here.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. See, I like that, Elizabeth. When you look like... that's a champion athlete. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mate, great. Especially if you go over to, where's she from? She's from...
Florida?
Japan?
Japan, yeah.
She's Japanese. Yep. Mate, imagine going over there. She'd get mobbed. She's the biggest superstar over there.
Huge.
She's their biggest superstar. Huge.
Veronica from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Veronica.
Good. Veronica, who do you look like?
Well, this was a few years back in the mid-2000s. I'd spent a few months in Europe and I had short red hair and I was just walking through Montenegro and I had people coming up to me saying, oh, my God, it's Rihanna. Can we get a photo?
Oh, that's
what a great humble brag.
Veronica.
That is good.
Rihanna.
Dropped
nice.
Montenegro in there and I look like Rihanna.
Bang.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, everyone, for your calls this morning.
Hang on. These are Willie Mason's new chompers. Ready?
Oh, gosh. Oh, dear. They're very white, aren't they? You can sometimes go too white.
Yeah.
You're really on the opposite spectrums with the teeth.
Yeah.
You can pull your one out.
101.9 The Fox.
Ehab downstairs.
Yeah,
I hope he's listening.
Job.
He does the best raps.
We're about to leave him, too.
Bruce Station.
This is our breakup.
And the funny thing is, we get a rap called the Fev Rat. Mm. You just don't get it.
No, I'm on a diet.
Mm. You can have brekkie.
No, healthy brekkie. Not
that's
bacon.
Healthy.
It's got bacon in it.
Yeah, bacon's fine.
And aioli.
Beautiful.
Let's talk
Cam
about...
Cam Mooney will eat that up.
Cam Mooney would.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what he's eating.
He's not eating that. He's probably eating steamed veggies. Have you seen him? He's a machine.
I think you'll get him.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him on Instagram, him sparring the other day.
Good.
Yeah, yep.
I told you.
My boxing coach rang me and goes, he's sharp. We need to do some more work.
That's not good.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Why don't
have you seen this bloke? What have we signed up to? This is terrifying.
I'm in massive trouble.
I didn't know.
August 3rd, lights out.
Do you know what you need to do? Because the Fev is August 3rd. He's playing Rod Laplane. He's fighting Rod Laver Arena against Cam Mooney, former Geelong star.
Yeah. Main event.
Now, you know what you need to do, another tactic, is you need to video your training and upload it. Put it on social. It's got to intimidate.
It's not social. You can't edit it. It's not social yet.
You've got to intimidate the opposition. Yeah, he has to see you in there.
If I posted something, he'll be like, oh, I don't even have to
there
train.
There we go. New strategy. Post it. Make him go, I've got Fev covered. And then
Because he works on The Bounce, which is a show on Fox Footy. It's after all the games are played. There's Jason Dunstall himself and Andrew Gaze. And they're coming out to film me training to show him on their show, which is tomorrow. So I'm in trouble. I was thinking, should I hit the pads a bit softer?
Definitely.
So it looks like he, play that game.
Don't show him your game. Yeah. That's a great strategy. Mm.
But I'm actually no good. I need a lot of work. Like a lot.
Got 2 months almost.
Well,
month
has he? Because you actually end of this week. I'm going you're on holiday for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Then how many weeks when we get back?
We've got
three.
Four.
Four, okay.
Well, three in a bit.
Will you be able to train on holiday?
Yep. Yep.
Can't you take some gloves?
I think only thing that's going to cost me is my fitness, because he's really fit. I don't mind getting hit, and I can hit, but it's the fitness. The fitness is boxers, mate. They are extreme athletes. I am gassed after training. It's a different fitness, and I don't have it.
Is he a boxer?
Oh, he can go. He's been going for a while. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, he's got some big guns. He's got a great jab, left hook.
I've got an idea.
You're taller than him, though.
No, he's taller than me.
Oh,
he
annoys me, man.
You get paid whatever happens.
Yeah.
Get in the ring, just put your gloves down and let him hit you.
Well,
bang.
I'm
waiting for the odds to come out on Sportsbet or Ladbrokes or whatever you bet with, but gamble responsibly. And I'm going to load up first round knockout.
On him? First of all, you can't bet on yourself.
Yes, you can. Why not?
That's when, like, match fixing comes into things.
I know that I'm going to get knocked out, so I've just got to pick around.
Is that actually illegal? Because I know that cricketers get into
trouble. No, it's highly illegal.
It's not illegal.
So illegal.
But he's not a real boxer.
I'm not a real boxer. What are they going to do? Suspend me from boxing? Suspend me.
Yeah, what could happen to him?
I can't fight again. Look out. Oh, sorry, Floyd Mayweather. I can't fight. Yeah, Mike Tyson. The Gypsy King. He was next. Sonny Bill. I'll call them all out after the game. Gallon.
Yeah, you can't bet on yourself.
Well, I don't know.
Even in his pretendies the world.
Mm. What pretendies world?
It's a pretend fight.
It's not a pretend
fight. It's actually a proper fight.
You're not a real boxer.
There's some great names on the card. Millen's fighting Brent Harvey.
This started with Fev, you've got him. Here's some new strategies. And has ended on a pretendy fight. Fev, you're not a real fighter.
I've worked out all these little plans, like to get some energy. Like spit your mouth guard out. There's 20 seconds. Got to pick it up.
Hey, guys, I've just Googled. Anyone found guilty of match-fixing or corrupting the betting outcome of a sporting event could face up to 10 years in jail.
Could I do the show from jail?
We try. We give it a shot.
I'll get some good guests.
You would.
101.9 The Fox.
The most attractive man has been decided by scientists. This is a scientific algorithm which has grabbed all the faces of all the men in the world, and I don't know how algorithms work.
So every man or just celebrity?
Maybe
movie star.
I don't know.
I think it's movie star.
I think it would be movie star, but if they did grab everything off social media, the movie stars are going to have the highest hits.
Yeah, but do you remember that guy that got locked up, the real good-looking rooster?
Oh, yeah.
And then he come out.
Hot felon.
Yeah, the hot felon.
He's had a baby with that guy from Top Shop's daughter.
Yeah.
Like a billionaire's daughter.
Yeah, daughter, yeah. He was in a lockup. And he was like dreamboat to everybody, and he got out and got all that modelling gigs.
Amazing.
Nailed it.
So, let's say within a pool of male celebrities, science and the algorithm has decided the most attractive man in the world is Robert Pattinson.
Oh, come on.
No, thanks.
I agree, and I'm the female in the studio.
Nah. Who would
I've
be
turned
yours?
Into Josiah. I'm not going to follow the science on this one.
Josiah's better looking than him. 100%.
Josiah's better looking than Robert Pattinson. Oh, yeah.
Did you just say yes?
You said that on air, bro.
It's true.
Who's your number one boxy?
Oh, see, I'd put Brad Pitt above him.
A few Collingwood players got in trouble for doing this, but we'll rank.
I'd put. You just mentioned Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is the most beautiful man. If I was to look like anyone, Lenny Kravitz.
No,
is
my number one. I just remembered Jason Momoa.
Oh yeah,
Drago.
You like him?
Love him.
Big man.
Yeah. He's
Nick?
My number one.
Good looking roosters. Brad Pitt is a very handsome.
He's a good looking
George
man.
Clooney.
Yeah. You wouldn't say no, but like in terms
but
of
just
like
say,
your
but just
ultimate.
Say, the way I judge it is if they weren't George Clooney or Brad Pitt and they were just at a nightclub and they were Joe from Narre Warren, would you still think they had that sex appeal?
Khal Drogo, yes, absolutely.
So I don't reckon you'd look at George Clooney and go, He's the most handsome man in the world. He just looked like everyone else.
Yeah, that's, I probably wouldn't.
Sophisticated. That's
true. Brad Pitt, I would.
Brad
that
Pitt,
man,
you would, yeah.
That is
but
a
Lenny
man.
Kravitz, you'd go, whoa.
Yeah. It's something. They ooze something. See, I don't think Robert Pattinson oozes anything.
No. He's all pale.
He's not oozing.
Yeah. He's vampire-ish.
Yeah. It's the pheromones. It's the that X factor.
He didn't even
get
jacked for Batman. I saw Batman. Christian Bale got yoked. He was an absolute unit for Batman. Robert Pattinson, always his shirt off in the dark. And what's going on here, Batman?
What's that music?
It's Twilight. Yeah.
It's really dark.
So what's it go on? Does the scientists like check their jawline and their eye structure, and is it all that stuff, or is it
the analysis is based on the golden ratio of beauty, famously originating from European Renaissance paintings. So Leonardo da Vinci, your mate, he actually did it in the Vitruvian Man.
Yep.
You know the man in the circle with his arms up and down, and you see it sometimes at you don't know that.
Yeah, I get it. That was Jesus on the cross, wasn't it? With his arms up.
So it's all based on symmetry and, things like that.
Bradley Cooper.
Ooh. Yeah.
Also a good looking rooster.
No, totally not.
I think Bradley Cooper is doing it. See, Ryan Reynolds goes out with Blake Lively. Wow.
No,
but he's got great sense of humour. It's not just the looks.
Yeah, I agree.
You've got to have the personality.
Charisma.
And if you don't have the juju.
That's very true.
You don't get the woo-woo.
Yeah.
well said.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Look who's here.
When you need the play-by-play.
I've heard of the NFL.
Or the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket. Interschool gymnastics and interschool diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
Sports Report.
I have two options this morning, guys. I've got two sports stories I wanted to cover, and I didn't know which one to pick. So you can treat this like choose your own adventure. You know those books?
Yeah.
Which journey
always
would you like
on
to
those.
Go on and just go to the end?
No, I'd always hold my thumb on the last page I'd been to, just in case my character died. I'd go, no, it was
I'll
a mistake.
Back.
I'll go back. Go down the other road.
So I can talk darts.
180!
Or World Cup.
Do you know what 180 is?
No.
Yeah. You get three darts in triple 20.
What?
So if you get so you know how it's in a dartboard, you've got the top, which is a double, it's like that, and then in between you've got the
triple. It's a
triple.
Circle, it's a bullseye.
The bullseye's the middle, but the numbers around, you've got all those numbers.
You can get in the double.
You know there's little bits in those slices?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the real little ones are triple, so if you get three darts into that, they're worth 60 each and you get 108, it's a top score.
Cool.
Better than three bullseyes.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk darts or World Cup?
No, we've talked darts. Let's go World Cup.
Let's go World Cup.
Well, just quickly, an Australian has made the World Cup victory in Germany. That was what that was about. So, well done to him.
Great.
It's a bearded man called Simon Whitlock. Yeah. Very impressive beard.
That all adds up.
Now, back to the World Cup. Now, the World Cup, I believe, is going to be in Qatar.
Yes.
Yep. They're going to play all the games there?
Yep. November. Yep.
Excellent. This November?
Yep.
Yep. So this November, the only problem is, I don't know if this is going to shock a lot of fans that are maybe hoping to head over there, particularly a lot of the players. In Qatar, they have pretty stringent policing of the state. Mm. And one of the things is you cannot have a one-night stand. If you have if you're caught having a one-night stand in Qatar, you can be in jail for 7 years.
Easy. Make it two nights.
I like your thinking.
Wow. Have 14 years.
No.
Don't
stay with them for two nights and say it wasn't a one-night stand.
Would, I think they would
it
classify that.
It was a double
that.
Banger.
I think
keep
their point
the
is relations outside of marriage. Yeah. And 7 years, that is, and they've put out a warning. They are going to crack down on this. If you think you're going, if the footballers think they're going there.
Bonking ban.
Correct.
Wow.
That'd be terrifying, though.
How would they know, though?
Oh, they'd probably hang outside hotels.
Yeah, we'll just make them just buy another room and say, baby, stay another week.
And just like have a connecting door or something.
Yeah. Just leave together, get in the cab and then jump out. Easy, man.
Okay,
they'll
so
get
you think
that.
There are ways of getting around it.
Yeah.
Well,
if you got caught for that, you'd be stiff.
Fev at no point has suggested just not hooking up with strangers while you play the World Cup. Fev's like, we need a connecting door.
No, I'm just trying to help the people out that maybe were thinking of that. Because there might be some single guys. Can they do that?
No. See, this is, no.
Yeah, so single guys just can't pick up.
Mm.
It's a shame for the world game.
Peru's probably wrapped. They're not in there now.
Peru's like, yes.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
A story that went viral, and it's shocking. A man was addicted to, and he's only come out about this after he broke the addiction, he was addicted to drinking 30 cans of Pepsi for 20 years.
Yeah, it's a good effort,
like,
though.
That is so, like, that is
60 bucks a day.
Is that what it comes down
400
to?
$400 a week. Not a bad addiction to have.
Would have been cheaper.
Well, $2
back in the day,
also $3. But
I would have just thought that would kill you. Like, I think soft drink is that bad for you.
But it hasn't. It's made him stronger.
Imagine trying to drink 10 cans of Pepsi a day. Just drink. I don't reckon I could drink that many cans.
No, I reckon you could because you love a challenge.
You'd have bourbon in them, probably.
If you could.
Oh, I had a mate, JJ. Shout out, JJ. Gildon Court, Hoppers Crossing, where I grew up. He, my neighbour, one of my best mates, he used to drink like 8 or 10 cans of Coke a day. And one day we're playing in the street and he goes, something's weird with my, and just broke off half his tooth.
No.
I'm not a soft drink drinker.
No. Oh, you're not really.
No,
right,
I just drink water.
And well, and now this poor bloke's got to pick up your slack.
Is he fat?
He?
Hey, he's not good. It's all right.
He's 40. He's 41.
I wonder if he was eating too. Like he hasn't gone into his diet. So, because that's a lot of sugar.
Mm.
20, 30 cans a day.
I wonder how he sleeps.
I used to work with a girl in radio. She used to have 18 cans of Red Bull a day.
Oh.
No, that's not good.
Your wings,
people used
stuff.
To die after like 8. She used to smash 8. I watched her once have
24. People used to die after 8? What?
Oh, yeah. Someone died after 8 Red Bulls.
Too much caffeine can... Yeah.
Gee.
See you later, alligator.
Fee said that like, oh, is that a challenge?
Imagine all the wees you'd do.
Yeah.
That'd be constant.
Why would you want to...
Because I know if you drink alcohol or beer, because that's what you drink the most of, because you could have, you know, a litre of water and you still go to the toilet a bit. But if you're having 30 cans...
You reckon mate, when he starts, it makes the same noise?
Mate, imagine how clear it'd be, though.
Clear?
It's Pepsi.
This much Pepsi?
But
it'd come out like premix.
No, but it'd hydrate you. But it'd hydrate you.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's like when you drink... Mate, when I drink bourbon and Coke or whatever, I pee yellow at the start and then it's all white. Yes, because it hydrates you. That's what happens.
There's no
way. I think
way
it dehydrates you. I think
mate,
those drinks dehydrate
you. I'm tipping. I've done it. I've drank lots and lots of soft drink with an alcoholic mixture. Drink responsibly.
I want his doctor, though. This bloke, Andy's doctor. You hear what the doctor said to him?
No, I don't know him.
His doctor said to him, he warned him that he's at risk of becoming diabetic. That is a doctor letting some stuff slide.
My pop used to drink
219,000 cans of Pepsi.
10
mate.
Cans of Coke a day when he was alive. And then I think of about the age of 50, they said if you drink more Coke, you'll die. So he drank Diet Coke.
And was like,
yeah, Diet Coke.
Got him.
Yeah, got him.
Good
and
loop,
he lived till he was like 90, man. Drank Diet Coke. That was his drink. All he had in the fridge was Diet Coke.
See, that's a great story because I just assume that's bad for you too.
Well, obviously not as bad as Coke's great, but
yeah.
Just in case Coke want to jump on board.
1019 The Fox.
This is a story out of Spain, which I think will be really hard to implement. And I was wondering if we ever tried that here at any of our beaches.
You been to Spain?
Yes,
is it
I have.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it looks so
love
nice.
Spain.
Barcelona.
You been there? You would have been.
Beautiful,
there.
Man.
Yeah.
There are parts of Spain, though, that they're very heavily, they're trafficked by a lot of British tourists. And I think they have sort of vulgar behaviour. So they're trying to crack down on this.
What's that in a flight? 40?
You might
Train
be.
Ride?
We
Not
an
far.
Hour. Less
That's
than,
so good, isn't it?
It's good. Yeah.
It's their, what is it? Benidorm.
Malaga and Benidorm.
Yeah. That's like the UK's Bali.
Yeah.
They all go
I
there.
I want to go there and do the running with the bulls or the tomatoes.
Oh,
just
really?
Stand there.
My mate did the bulls, got on the front of the paper.
Yeah. Oh,
slipping.
Really?
Almost got gored.
Yeah. They do the tomatoes there too, don't they?
They do. I want to do the Camino sick. Trail. You can walk the Camino Trail. That would be amazing.
That sounds boring.
And wow. You mentioned the tomato throwing thing, running with
She's
the bulls
and
feet.
Like,
what about a hike?
What about a hike?
No, it's beautiful. You eat, you drink, you walk. It's great. It'll be like
Have
the days.
Have bulls running at you?
No, less interesting for me, but that would be two different holidays in Spain we'd have. So this is what they're trying to crack down on. The vulgar behaviour, and they are now making it illegal. In fact, you'll get fined $1,100 if you relieve yourself in the ocean, which is gross anyway.
How would they know?
To we in the ocean?
The blue thing comes out. The dye.
Forgive me if after yesterday I just wasn't sure for a second, a split second.
I got you. Because you know in the pool, if you wee, the blue stuff comes out.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does.
Sorry?
No, so if you wee in a
parents
pool.
Tell kids. Yeah.
No, but that's
happen.
What, okay.
Doesn't happen.
Are you telling me? What do you mean? Have you seen
Do you
that?
Want me to say it again? Do you want me to repeat another story?
Yes.
So if you're weeing the pool at any stage, the blue comes out.
Can we just refer to James Costa, who is our audio engineer? Well, he's a swim teacher.
You need your hat on.
He's a swim teacher. So,
former swim teacher.
Former swim teacher. James, that's obviously a furphy. That's what you tell kids to stop them from urinating in a pool.
That's a furphy.
Yeah, I know it's a furphy because I do it all the time. Okay, no blue around me.
Oh, that's
you won't even wee in the ocean, Fee.
Mate, imagine all the stuff in the ocean.
Can you not say you do that all the time? There'll be times where I might be in the same pool as you. Can you not do that?
I don't wee in the pool, but wee in the ocean.
When you're in Bali, man, there's a pool bar and no one leaves the bar for like 10 hours. Where do you reckon they go?
Oh, I hope they get out and go to the toilet.
I told you my son got it wrong.
What's happening
down
here?
Down at Lawn just before Christmas, Charlie said, "Mummy, we can wee in the ocean." And she, Lurch said, "Yeah, mate, we can do it sometimes." He goes, "Look, I'm doing it." And he was just standing. He was 5 metres from the water.
On the sand.
Just wet himself.
Yeah. Oh.
You're allowed to wee in the beach.
Oh, poor little munchkin. No, but you can wee. Mate, think about all the stuff, isn't there? What is it, 80% the world of water? Think about all the stuff that's in there.
I'm going back to the pool, though. That's not cool.
The pool, but no one, it's the chlorine kills it. Oh, you reckon kids don't wee in the pool?
I don't know.
Of course they do.
I hope not.
Someone pooed at my local pool. Oh.
There you go.
No, they did.
That's cool.
About 6 months ago, Charlie brings it up to strangers. Someone pooed at a pool.
And you know what they say to that?
Ask Dad.
Then a big brown shark came. Bloop, bloop. And the G.I. Joe got stuck. And the G.I. Joe got stuck in the water.
Hilariously Melbourne. Australia's first digital art gallery, The Loom Melbourne, is an epic adventure into art. See the world's finest art transform into an awe-inspiring 360-degree experience. Buy tickets now. www.theloom.com. Located at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. Oh,